Good morning. Our question today is, if we have a potential convert, the person is serious, sincere, wants to convert, but says, I can accept upon myself the Kabbalah submits, but one thing, two things, three things, but even one thing, I can't do that. I'm ready for everything, but one specific thing is going to be too difficult. I'm not going to accept upon myself that issue. Is that still somebody who can be accepted or not? And if the Beis Din did accept the person, B'dieved, is that going to be considered a kosher conversion, a kosher gerus or not? So we're going to start with the Gemara in Bechoros, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that says, Tanu Rabbanan Ovid Kochavim Sheba Lekabel Divrei Torah. If we have a non-Jew, wants to convert, ready to do a Kabbalah, a full acceptance of the Torah, Chutz Midavar Echad, however, excluding one thing, it's like a president's line item veto, I'm going to pass this bill, but I'm canceling one part of it. So we have a non-Jew wants to convert and saying, I can accept everything, but not this. Chutz midavar echad, with the exclusion of this, ein mekabli notami, which means the Beis Din should not accept that individual. We need a full Kabbalah of all the mitzvahs. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says as follows, afilu diktuk echad midivrei sofrim, even one thing. We'll explain what this means in a second. Diktuk echad, one specific thing that's rabbinic in nature. It's not even a d'oraisa. Rashi explains even a chumra d'rabbanan, even a stringency on a rabbinic level, if that person is exercising his purported line item veto right to say, I'm going to convert, I have a true Kabbalah, but I'm excluding something, even a chumra d'rabbanan, that person should not be accepted. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe was asked the following question, if we have somebody who wants to convert but wants to exclude something. And there was a non-Jewish woman who wanted to accept the entire Torah with the exception of the halachas of tznius, with the exceptions of wearing modest clothing. She wanted to continue wearing the clothing that was worn in general society, which is wholly immodest. And she said, I'm ready for everything, but this I need to exclude. And in that tshuva, an interesting tshuva, Rav Moshe discusses this concept of chutz midavar echad. If you look at the language of the braisa that we read, Tanu Rabbanan, a non-Jew, Ovid Kochavim Sheba Lekabel Divrei Torah, who comes to accept upon his or herself the Torah, Divrei Torah, chutz midavar echad, ein mekablim oto, with the exception of one thing, ein mekablim oto. So that language, ein mekablim oto, does that mean we cannot accept that person on a lechatchila basis, a front basis? But if the Beis Din did accept that person is a kosher ger after the fact, b'dieved, or does that mean even after the fact, if that kabbalah, if that acceptance of the mitzvahs by definition was not full and complete because something was excluded, accordingly, even b'dieved, that person is not going to be a kosher ger. So Rav Moshe has an extensive discussion on this, and he says as follows. Now, we know that when we're teaching somebody who wants to convert, we don't have to teach them the entire Torah. We have to teach them part of the Torah, but we don't have to teach them everything. So when they have a Kabbalah, when they're accepting upon themselves the mitzvahs, they're not having that Kabbalah with full knowledge of everything because they don't know everything. But nonetheless, they are accepting everything, whether they know it or they don't know it. However, says Rav Moshe, Aval kisha omrim lo she'ika mitzvah zo, if we teach him that there's a specific mitzvah, or he knows by himself or herself that there's a specific mitzvah, they see Jews are doing X, Y, and Z, and that person says, I am not going to accept upon myself that, this person is excluding something. So it's a very different situation. It's very different from somebody who doesn't know everything, knows very little, but has a sincere Kabbalah of everything. That is an acceptable gerus. But when we have somebody who is excluding something, ain mekablim, we don't accept that individual. And it could be, Rav Moshe says initially, maybe even b'dieved, even if the Beis Din did accept that person, but it was chutz midavar echad, the Kabbalah was not full. It was sincere, but it wasn't full. Something was excluded. It could be that even after the fact, that person is not accepted. However, ein mekablin typically means we lechatkila, up front, don't accept that. That's the language, that form of that language. What b'dieved, after the fact, if that person was accepted, maybe it means that the person is a kosher ger. So Rav Moshe has an analysis back and forth. And at the end of the day, He says as follows, V'im ken girozo she'ein arotza l'kabel tilboshes nashim tznuas. If we have in this situation the woman who doesn't want to accept upon herself wearing modest clothing, and it can be any other mitzvah, it doesn't have to be specifically this, this was simply the question that was posed to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe paskins as follows, L'chatchila v'adai ein l'kabla, certainly on a l'chatchila upfront basis, don't accept such a person. The Gemara says we don't accept somebody who wants to exclude anything. However, b'di'eved, after the fact, im kiblua, indeed, if the Beis Din did accept her, talui b'safek zeh, it depends on the safek, the doubt, the question we're analyzing, if this whole concept of that we don't accept that ger, is that only on a lechatkila basis or also on a b'di'eved basis? And Rav Moshe paskins, v'yoser nota shel b'di'eved, he gioris. It seems to be that it's more likely than not that on a b'di'eved basis, if the Beis Din already accepted that person is going to be considered a kosher gioris. They should not have accepted her, but once they did, despite the fact that it was a chutz midavar echad, apparently it would be an acceptable gerus after the fact. So that's where Rav Moshe comes out on that. Have a wonderful day.